Good morning, I'm Anna Palmer.
And I'm Jake Sherman.
And welcome to the Daily Punch, brought to you by Punch Bowl News. It's Friday, July 15th, 2022. Let's get into the mix. Here are your Washington headlines of the day. Number one, Democrats look to pass a much smaller reconciliation package. And number two, we've got a scoop, House Dems will take up an assault weapons bill. And number three, the latest on chips. All right, Jake, we have been covering the twists and turns of what we have dubbed Build Back Mansion, which has actually started to catch on a bit. But we kind of previewed this earlier in the week, this concept that a smaller package might be the pathway forward. And that certainly seems to be where things are shaking out.
Yeah, we wondered yesterday in the AM edition whether it will end up that the reconciliation bill would go from being a huge tax spend, climate, all of those things bill to being a healthcare bill to being a Medicare allowing Medicare to negotiate on prescription drugs / ACA subsidy bill. And we asked Manchin yesterday, about that. And he said, yeah, that would be big. That would be a great bill. And then yesterday, after he basically told Chuck Schumer that's the bill he wanted. Now, I'm not going to call it the Punch Bowl News plan, but it is something that we, you know, we saw this coming down the pike and it made the most sense. Now, senior Democrats told us yesterday, late last night, that basically, like, Democrats have a choice at this point, Anna. Like, they are. I feel like one of the main themes that you and I have spoken about both on this podcast and on, you know, we've reported on this, like, governing in a 50-50 Senate with tight margins in the House is the art of the possible. You have to govern with the government you have, not the government you want. The government Joe Biden wants is a 30-seat majority in the House and a 65-seat majority and you know, 65 seats in the Senate. I'd like to be 6'3 and have a great jump shot. That never happened for me, and it's not happening for Joe Biden. And the choice that they have at this point is to take a bird in the hand or continue fighting. Now, if they can, like, Manchin is obsessed and has been for months, like, unendingly with inflation, and he's not going to support any spending, and he's not. I mean, it's shocking at this point. He's not even going to support any deficit reduction besides the Medicare provision. So that's where we are, Anna, and that's where we are on July 15th, basically 15 days away from the August recess, 16 days away from the August recess, and they have so much to do, just an unending amount of stuff to keep this PG-13 rated, which, because we're a family program at Punch Bowl News.
There you go. Yes.
To keep it. No. What do you think about the politics here?
Yeah. I mean, listen, I think I've been saying this for a while. I mean, I was hearing about yesterday about, you know, it's not just Manchin. Like, Manchin is, of course, the tip of the spear here, but that, you know, Kyrsten Sinema has been cold on a large reconciliation package for a very long time. I think this allows them to save face in two ways. One, that they actually use this reconciliation, before it expires, this ability to pass something with 50 only votes. It also gives them something to campaign on. So as much as the White House and Schumer were hoping for something that had climate, that had tax provisions, that had all of this other things in it, this is I feel like sometimes Democrats just can't take the win when it comes to the politics of it all, which is they're going to be able to campaign on Medicare, on ACA subsidies, on keeping people's health care. This has been a winning argument for Democrats for the past several years when it comes to Obamacare. I think there's probably going to be a couple more days of fighting, but the reality has been for a while that the getting something larger was nearly impossible. As much as, you know, people were talking and Schumer was trying to kind of box Manchin into something by putting him as the lead negotiator, it seems as though in some ways, this is a way for everybody to get out of this situation with a win.
Yeah. And well, let's talk about one other dynamic here, which I think you're probably quite suited to talk about. There are a lot of businesses that are going to be pretty pissed off, namely the automobile industry, because they have been gung-ho on an electric vehicle credit. You know, that's not ending up in here. You know, what do you think? I mean, this is going to be, I will say this though. Let me reverse here for a second and also say that I think you're right on the guts of this issue, which is you could have, if you're a Democrat, a Rose Garden ceremony saying we are lowering drug prices for people on Medicare. We have extended ACA subsidies for 2 years. Yes. Like, you could have gotten more if you had more people. But, like, I was talking to some very senior White House officials last night, and I made the point to this person that, like, that this is just, like, not surprising. This is the lowest common denominator. and I hate to be glib about this, but, like, if you've been watching Manchin for the last year, 2 years or year and a half, whatever it's been, like, this is just not surprising to anybody. And you know, I understand it's frustrating. But anyway, so some of these big businesses like automobile manufacturers are going to be pretty pissed off, right?
Yeah, but I mean, they're going to be pissed off because of that. They're probably going to be pissed off because, as we're going to talk about later in this podcast, the larger kind of USICA bill is likely to be, you know, kind of shaved down as well. I mean, but... You know, I mean, I think a lot of these industries know and are very well aware that, like, these are multi-year lobbying efforts, and so they didn't get it this time, but, you know, they'll get another bite of the apple potentially some at another time. Obviously, you know, that's a simplified, you know, view of it. But yes, I do think there's other, you know, people that are gonna be super excited that they didn't want necessarily the tax code to there was a lot of other implications that, you know, for some in different industries, it's probably a win that they're just going to take this more narrow scope kind of point of view. So, you know, always winners and losers when it comes to these packages, but certainly going to be interesting to see how they pivot and move forward, particularly if, you know, Democrats aren't in the majority after the midterms, what the opportunities there are, particularly on climate, it probably goes down quite a bit. Let's move on to the number two story of the morning. We've got a scoop. The House Democrats are moving an assault weapons ban. We are reporting this exclusively in Punch Bowl News AM. Cannot state enough that this is a very big deal. The Judiciary Committee hasn't voted, Jake, on an assault weapons ban in nearly 30 years, since 1994, when a decade-long federal prohibition was signed into law. That ban ended a decade later.
Yeah, I wasn't even alive. No, I'm kidding. I was alive. Yeah, it's a big deal. I mean, it's never going to pass the Senate, obviously. It doesn't have anywhere close to 60 votes. The question is, does Schumer even bring it up for a vote? My guess is probably not. It would be my guess. It might not even pass the House. I mean, I'm not.
Right, that's what I was going to say. I mean, I think the interesting first step is going to be, can it even? I mean, there's not everybody's in favor of this on the moderate side of in the Democratic wing to go forward with this.
Yeah, right. I mean, I just don't know. I don't know the answer to that, and I think it's going to be a heavy lift for House Democrats to get it across the finish line. You know, although I would say this is a. Broadly speaking, this is a popular provision among, like, real Americans, I think. I think that the polls consistently show that Americans don't want people having assault weapons, period. I mean, we've been we've seen why over the last decade, but yeah, big deal. And it will be certainly an interesting markup. And then leadership and top Democrats are telling us that it could come to the floor the last week of July. Now the House kind of just the House kind of just has a lot of waiting around to do over the next couple of weeks, because they just passed the NDAA, National Defense Authorization Act. That probably won't get done in the Senate, or that probably won't get done and passed into law until December. They're waiting for the CHIPS bill, number one. They are waiting for reconciliation, number two. And they have a lot of waiting going on. And but again, this is going to be a bit of a heavy lift for the leadership.
All right, let's move on to the number three story of the morning. CHIPS, Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo saying Congress is out of time. Next week is shaping up to be a hugely important one when it comes to USICA. Obviously a top legislative priority for President Joe Biden, and one that we have been talking about for months and months, all the different twists and turns about where it might end up. And kind of similar to where we started this podcast, you know, there was a much larger plan, and it looks like it's going to get whittled down pretty significantly.
It does. So let's start from the top. Number one, Mitch McConnell, the Senate minority leader, said that he would not pass a USICA bill. And this is this major CHIPS bill that it attempts to put the United States on more equal footing with China. He said if the Democrats are pursuing reconciliation, then he will not be, he will basically kill the USICA bill. Now, he has the power to do that in a 50-50 Senate. He got backup from key allies like John Cornyn, who is one of the architects of USICA. And so he got that backup. Schumer said, McConnell said we could pass $52 billion in CHIPS. He said this the other day. So Schumer said, fine, let's pass $52 billion in chips manufacturing or support for the chips semiconductor business. And Schumer called his bluff, and then McConnell's allies started saying, no, we're not going to do that. Now, Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo is very, very exercised at the moment, and rightfully so, to be honest with you. She said on CNBC Elon Mui, our friend on Capitol Hill, who has been at CNBC and covers kind of legislating as well, she said that if Congress doesn't pass this next week, Anna, next week, she said, and this is a rough quote, but we have the video in the AM edition. She said, the U.S. will lose and China will win. She said the next week, if it doesn't pass.
Getting a little frustrated there. Frustrated.
Well, it doesn't look like at this point that Congress is going to pass this next week, because the Republican leadership is holding strong against it. Now, I would love to ask senators about all this week, today rather, but the Senate has left already, 1:45 yesterday, as Brez says, showering themselves in glory once again. This package has been narrowed so much. $52 billion in CHIPS support, tax credits from a Ron Wyden bill. So narrow at this point. I mean, this went from being, someone said to us yesterday, this went from being a massive overhaul of the NSF, National Science Foundation, a big, big transformational bill, to basically being, in their words, not my words, corporate welfare, right? $52 billion for really, really well-off CHIPS businesses. And Raimondo makes the point, right? These businesses are moving overseas. They're going to move to Europe and Asia if the U.S. doesn't do anything, and doesn't do anything now. And these companies, Anna, we could wrap up after this, but I want to get your take on this. These companies are basically saying, like, we don't trust that Congress is going to get its act together. So we're going to go to Germany. We're going to go to Korea. We're going to go to, you know, to the UK. We're going to go to France. We're going to go to these countries where we know we're going to get this money.
Yeah, I think there's been frustration, and clearly their companies have been waiting.
Age-old frustration between corporate America and Congress, right?
So, but they've been waiting to see what Congress is going to do, right? They want to have some certainty, right? That the marketplace that they're going to be supported. You know, that there's been a bunch of announcements of companies that they're going to be going into some key states, and I think there's been some pushback and a holding of kind of moving forward with it, just because it seemed as though, you know, this package was going to go forward. But you know, we're going to be talking about all of this stuff later this month in live, in person, with Deputy Commerce Secretary Don Graves at the Roost at the end of the month. And so you can check out that on our events hub and sign
that'll
up.
That'll be a very big event. I mean, that'll be a very interesting and critical event, because there's just so much going on this front. Just absolutely a ton going on.
Yep, so that's Tuesday, July 26th at 9 a.m. And with that, we'll let you go. It's the weekend. Happy Friday. You can leave us a rating and review. It's the best way for folks to find out about the Daily Punch. You can also subscribe to our free morning newsletter at punchbowl.news. Have a great day and stay safe.